Hello and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 130, the Can This Quilt Be Saved episode. I'll let the quilt diary number one explain that title to you. Let's just say had a quilt pattern, not the applique pattern, but my harvest pumpkin pattern turned out to be a dud. But don't worry, because I triumphed. It's almost 5:30 on Monday, November 18th, 2013, and I was gonna record this a little bit later, but then I did something that tickled me, and I didn't want to forget it. Yesterday, I took a paper piecing class over at Thimble Pleasures. It was great. I learned how to paper piece. Yay! Finally, Jay tried to help me, but I think with people like me, that is a hands-on process. You have to have someone standing beside you and watching you do really stupid things. But anyway, great class. Of course, took my machine and thought I had done a great job of packing my machine all up when I left. And I was just unpacking it, getting ready to do a little sewing. And I found my foot pedal, but could not find the cord. And I was like, man, I just feel sure I packed my cord. I can just see where it was plugged in. I can picture myself pulling it out, but I cannot find it. Dumped out the bag, found pins, needles, scissors, thread, everything, fabric, no cord. I'm like, dag! You know, because I had a day where I had to run around and do a lot of errands, and I really don't want to, run around tomorrow picking up cords over in Chapel Hill, but B, I wanted to sew tonight. So it's like, shoot, well, I'm going to look one more time for it, and then I'll call Thimble Pleasures to tell them that lost cord they found was mine. Well, sat down at my sewing machine just looking around, and all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a second, this machine has a retractable cord. The cord is inside the machine. Oh, I'm glad I didn't call Thimble Pleasures, you know. I mean, I'm sure they're very nice, and they have a good sense of humor. So they would have laughed with me, not at me, I'm pretty sure. But yay, glad I didn't do that. So there's that. The other thing I want to tell you about, because it's something that just happened this afternoon, I made a light box. So, again, I took this paper piecing class yesterday, and okay, I got interrupted, so I'm going to try to get back on my train of thought. So I took my class yesterday, paper piecing. The instructor, Nicole, who was fabulous, had a light box with her, and I found that incredibly helpful. And looking at the pattern and placing my fabrics to paper piece them. So today I was looking online, you know, on Amazon to see how much light boxes cost. Well, they start around $40. There's one that's $30, but it's very small. It's 5x9, and that just seemed too small to me. And I recalled, I felt like I had seen tutorials about making your own light box, and sure enough, I found one. And it was as easy as pie. What you do is you go to Joann's, take your 40% off coupon, and you get a scrapbooking plastic box, you know, storage box. They're fairly flat. And I'm looking at mine right now. If I'd say maybe it's a 20 by 20 square, close to that. And then you go to Walmart or the dollar store, and you get touch lights. And these are those lights, I guess people put them in their closets. We don't have any around the house, but then you just press and they come on and they're battery operated. Well, I was only actually able to find two touch lights. The tutorial calls for four, and I think four would be good. So I actually ordered a couple more when I came home off of Amazon. So having two touch lights in the box, and you put them inside the clear scrapbook storage box, and then when two is enough light, but I just think four would be better, and it works. It's really neat, and the total cost that I got the touch lights at the dollar store, and I think they cost $1 each. And then the box was on sale, so that cost $6. And so right now I'm in it for $8. Now I spent $8 on two more touch lights, so that's $16 as opposed to $40. So I like that. That sounds good to me, and it's cool, and I feel very smart for finding a really good tutorial on this. But I'm excited because I feel like tonight I'm going to finish. I only finished one block and got started on a second block at this class, and I feel like I want to tonight finish the second block just so I remember, while it's all fresh in my mind, just to keep practicing with this. So anyway, I will put a picture up of my light box, and as well as a picture of the quilt that rose from the ashes of my harvest pumpkin quilt, which we are actually calling the quilt that shall not be named. It's been named. I'm unnaming it. It is a pattern that will live in infamy. But more about that. I want to thank everyone who took the time to comment on last episode. Actually, I got episode, I'm sorry, comments on both episode 128, Folks Catching Up, and 129. And I remember, I'm pretty sure it was Kelly V, and I forgot to mention this last time. I think she, a couple weeks ago, asked about, because I mentioned the fact that I am on a Sabbath year. Oh yes, she did. This is a comment. No, it's on this. It's on this one. No, this is actually on episode 129. She wanted to know. She was intrigued by my mention of a Sabbath year, and I got this idea. I turned 49 in May, and the 7th years are Sabbath years in the Old Testament, and the 7th year is a jubilee year. You're supposed to forgive debts for your slaves, and I thought, well, it's a Sabbath year. I'm taking this year off, and of course, I can't really take it off, but I am trying not to take on new things. In fact, I've been pretty good about that. Some stuff has come up, and I'm working a lot right now for the Folklife Institute, which I truly enjoy, but I need to. I've been helping the director come up with volunteer jobs that she needs to be done, and I've been very careful about not actually volunteering to do all this stuff that's coming up, which I could do, but I'm doing a lot already. But I'm not, signing up for extra stuff at school. I wasn't a room parent this year, so I'm just trying to rest and relax. I'm 49, so it's my Sabbath year. So that's what that is, and I like that idea very much. So if you're in a 7th year, take it off, rest, relax. So anyway, thanks to Kelly the Fifth for commenting. Thanks to Noni, and she wanted to know what kind of applique I'm doing. Is fusible, and I guess it's raw edge. I'm not doing turned edge or needle turn. And let's see. And I think Noni, you talk about Angela Walters' class and the machine quilting in negative space, and sent me some great pictures. Thank you. They're beautiful of the quilting that you did, inspired by that class. And I have signed up for Angela Walters' negative space class. And I'm especially excited because I have several quilts now between the circle of geese quilt, the paper piece quilt that I started on in class yesterday, as well as the quilt that rose from the ashes of the quilt that shall not be named. That's going to have a lot of negative space. And yeah, so I'm excited to take that class. I've not started it yet, but it was on sale last week for $14.99. Heard from Quilt and Jenny on episode 128, and heard from Very Lazy Daisy and Tori. Heard from Brylin, which was really nice. I'm hoping that Brylin will start podcasting again. You haven't, have you, Brylin? Because if you have, I'd like to know. And had good feedback about applique, which I appreciate. Heard from Allison, who is also an applique girl, and she says that my Christmas applique quilt is right up her alley. Houses, applique, details. Well, good, Allison. I know who I'm going to call in the middle of the night when I start panicking. Heard from Jenny F. And this was very nice. She just listened to the Canadian Quilt Talk podcast, which I've not heard of, and I need to look up because that sounds fun. And she found out that Jenny found out she won her Quilter's Corner Prize, and somehow this Canadian Quilt Talk podcaster thought that Jenny was the off-kilter quilter. And that's really cool. And She said, I couldn't have been mixed up with a nicer person or podcast. Well, thank you very much. That's very nice to hear. Got some great feedback from Jay with some ideas about quilting. And she says that she hangs, I talked about how to hang up quilts. She hangs hers up with clear pushpins. Just don't leave them up too long. And then heard from Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us. And she says, the answer for hanging up your quilts is 3M Command Strips and Clear Clips. Command Fridge Clips, 6-clip by command. And that's how she hangs her quilts. And Sandy, I just ordered some from Amazon. So yes, that sounds great. They look really good. So it's clips that they adhere to your wall, but don't, when you pull them off the wall, don't pull off the paint. So that sounds like a really, really good solution to my quilt hanging problem. And in fact, I was like, oh, that's so good, because I hate doing sleeves. Most people I know do. I'm not alone in that. Anyway, thank you everyone for commenting and listening and being with me. And again, I didn't think I was going to get a podcast up on Thursday, and I didn't. Whether I'll get one up this Thursday, maybe, because I'm going to be doing a lot of quilting and working on some new stuff, which means I'll be doing a lot of messing up, and therefore we'll have a lot to talk about. We shall see. But I'm going to end this here and head on into the Quilting Diaries. Oh, but I do want to say, if you want to leave a comment, come on over to theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. And I will have pictures of my new projects and my light box, so come check those out. You can also email me at ndowell@nc.rr.com. And I love hearing from you. So let me hear from you. And now on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary Day 1. It's Friday, November 15th. I'm sitting here with my quilt pattern, the Harvest Traditions quilt from McCallsQuilting.com. If you have children in the room and you don't like them to hear the S word, cover their ears, because what I'm about to say is this pattern sucks. It does. I cannot tell you. There are so many things to cut out. So many things. I have spent many hours cutting out things, and then you get to the instructions about piecing the blocks, and they are horrible, because you have these many, many colors, and they don't tell you. They show you pictures of what they want you to sew together, but you know, you have all these creams, and you have tans, and you have mini prints, and you don't know which ones they're indicating. You really, I mean, some of it I'm like going and figuring this out or that out, but it's like, who does that? Who doesn't just say 4 of this color, 3 of this color, and give you, no, they show you little tiny pictures, and I want to kill them. It's just, it's so stupid. It's so just headache inducing. It makes me mad. Really, I know who wrote this pattern, because I can see their names. I won't repeat their names, but you know, I will memorize their names and will never start a pattern by them again. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't think I have the bandwidth for this quilt. It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous to have such poor instructions. They should be sued. They should be sued for the money that I spent on the fabric for this quilt, which admittedly was not a ton because I bought it at Joann's, but still, nevertheless, you can't actually tell me the colors. You're just going to show me diagrams and make me guess and do the puzzle of figuring out what colors you mean. I mean, I'm sitting here with dozens of strips of fabric that are different creams, beiges, and tans. And you're going to give me a color diagram and say, yeah, you just figure out which one we mean here. Do we want a cream here? Couldn't tell you. Maybe if you go back to the order of the, you go back to all the fabrics and how we tell you to cut them, and maybe you can figure that out for yourself, honey, because we're not going to do it for you. Colleen, Chloe, not going to happen ever again. you should be banned from quilting. So I have to say for right now, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know, because I cut all this fabric and I feel just like, what a waste. What a waste not to make a quilt out of it. You know, one thought, I was just like, oh, I can just cut everything down to 2.5 inch squares and just kind of make something fun. I don't know what. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. But this makes me mad to have invested this kind of time. And it's real. Maybe I should be mad at myself for not reading the instructions first. But you know what? You look at a picture and there's nothing looking at this picture of the quilt that I can't do. It's not that. It's not that the skills are beyond me. You know, it's simple stuff. Except the colors. Except the colors. Knowing which color they mean. When they show these little teeny tiny centimeter square, you know, half square triangles. And is that like an orange you're showing me? Is it a cream or is it a yellow? Who can say? No one can say. It's unsayable because it's unknowable. Really, ladies, banned from quilting. You are banned. You're banned. Go away. You're not allowed in the quilting world anymore. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to make these leaves. I think I could figure it out. I'm not sure. I'll see what I can do. But honestly, I have a lot on my plate. I've got a Christmas quilt to make. I wanted to make something nice for the family. And Colleen and Chloe have ruined it for everybody. Thanks, ladies. Appreciate you. More later. It's okay, Travi. It's okay. Anyway, it's Saturday morning. It's about 9 o'clock, and I'm going to have a quilty day today. It's very exciting. Jack and the man are in Fayetteville, which is about 1.5 hours away. They are at Jack's debate tournament. The man is a judge. The parents, all Jack's debate tournaments are judged by parents. They may be the big ones that Jack won't be going to, at least this year, like at Harvard. May not. They may have real official forensics league judges. But the quote-unquote local ones, parents judge. And as a parent of a child on the debate team, we are expected to judge twice. The Dows are expected to offer a judge to the system 2 times this season. And so the man, he's getting it over with, and he's doing it. He's going down. It's a good one, Fayetteville, again, 1.5 hours away, very easy drive. So they are gone, and the man, Jack went on the debate team bus. The man drove his own car and maybe back around 6 or 7. And then Will, in a couple of hours, is getting picked up by his friend Jackson Brimfield's family and is going to the Duke game. He claims to hate Duke, but he's fairly excited about the game. And the game itself does not start till 3:30, but they're tailgating. I'm hoping that Jackson's parents will not be offering the children beer, but there will be plenty of people around them who will be drinking quite heavily. So, life as a tailgater. Anyway, Will had an experience. He and the man went to the UNC Miami game for Will's birthday, and there was some really, really super drunk guy behind them, and in fact the man called security and had him taken away. And so Will's been in that situation. I hope that Jackson's parents will be a bit protective, keeping the kids away from the worst drunken cases. Yeah, why am I letting him go? I don't know now, but we are, and the game doesn't start till 3:30, so Will may not be back till 6, so really I've got the house to myself. And here's the plan. Right now I am cleaning up because I want the house to be nice. I'm cleaning up my workspace. And after Will is picked up, I'm going to hop over to Thimble Pleasures. I need to get my fabric for my quilt class tomorrow, which is the paper piecing class. I need to get that fabric. And then I'm going to pop over to Whole Foods, which is in the same shopping center, and get some lunch. Maybe some Sonoma chicken salad. I don't know. Something good. I love lunch. And I'm going to get a nice lunch with maybe some seltzer. Love seltzer. And I'm going to come home. And then Travis and I are going to spend a nice afternoon quilting. I may pop over to the gym really quickly. I don't know. But I do plan to quilt. I am I don't know, I may, if I think of it, entitle this episode, or if I remember it, Can This Quilt Be Saved? I have decided to take the fabric, all that lovely fabric that I cut out for the horrible quilt that I discussed, the quilt that shall not be named, and I'm going to do my version of Modern Maple. I don't know if the Modern Maple is just an idea. You know, a general, this is a kind of, this is the block, and you arrange it however you want, or if there's an actual pattern that is arrange the blocks this way. I don't know. I'm doing my own thing, but I am doing the Modern Maple block. The thing that will be interesting is the background fabrics that I have for the quilt that shall not be named. They're all creams and tans, and I'm going to, each block will have a different background, and we'll see how that works. I'm hoping what it will do is give sort of texture and depth and what have you to the background. It may just look muddy, and I may just, I don't know, sue somebody, but we're hoping. So I'm going to work on that. Will I work on my applique, my Christmas Village quilt? I need to get on that, don't I? Although, you know, I'll have a lot of time over Thanksgiving to work on that as well, since we will be here. I did do a lot of pattern tracing when I was visiting my mom. Now, I should give you an update. I went to Louisville last Sunday, and my mom went back into the hospital Monday for her last round of chemo. She will be done tomorrow on Sunday. Yay! And then that's that. Her doctors are very optimistic about her prognosis. One of her doctors has called her cured. So that's good news. She's done amazingly well. And in fact, one of the reasons why I think, oh, I should pop over to the gym, because one of the things that I've taken away from my mom's experience is that, you know, I mean, they're giving her super bad chemo, very aggressive chemo to fight a very aggressive cancer, and she has tolerated it, you know. I mean, she really, it's amazing to me. And, you know, there was some concern in the beginning because my mom is 78, and a lot of people without cancer, just entering into their 78th year, you know, their health is a little bit compromised. So my mom's health was really good. You know, her heart health is good. She's not diabetic. She's not overweight. She's been eating her broccoli now for many, many years and exercising and doing the things you're supposed to do. And that may be, you know, one of the reasons why she's been able to tolerate this treatment, this very aggressive treatment. And I thought, you know, I mean, I eat too much, but mostly what I eat is good stuff. So, I keep trying to lose 20 pounds. I'm not having much luck. But my doctor is actually more concerned about the exercise. And I do exercise. I mean, I walk every day, and I lift weights, and I go to the gym. But I need to be more regular about going to the gym and about lifting, and also about doing, I walk Travis. So, you know, I'm probably walking, you know, so, you know, 18-minute miles, 20-minute miles. So, I mean, a pretty slow pace. So I need to do that. I've been inspired to do that because sometimes you feel like, oh, you know, cancer is a crapshoot. But maybe, I mean, some cancers are. You know, people who are living perfectly healthy lifestyles can get cancer. But maybe being strong is an important element in fighting back. So lesson learned, Mom. Thank you. Anyway, she looks great, and her spirits are good, and she is ready to get back into her sewing room. You know, that was the great irony of this. She had a new sewing room built. She and my dad did that, and that was a big present from my dad. It's beautiful. And then she got sick as soon as it got finished. She's not happy about that and ready to get going. So, yay, Mom. Anyway, but I do, one of the things is I trace patterns for the Christmas Village quilt on the Steam Seam 2. Although, you know, now what? Joann's no longer carries that. So I had to buy more of that, the fusible webbing. Is that what it's called? You know, for applique. And the second kind I got had total opposite directions of the Steam Seam. So we'll just see how it all works out. But I may work on that a little bit. You know, the other thing I keep glancing at very longingly is my Irish chain quilt. I know I bring this up every time. I'm going to finish it. I have so little to do. And I think one of the things is at this very second, my Halloween quilt is still up. It's funny to live with the quilt this way, you know, right? Because when you're looking at it, you really start critiquing it after a while. And I think I would have done better to make all the background fabrics solids, because it is really busy. It's a little too busy. I like it, and it works as a Halloween quilt, and I love houses. That's why I got a nice comment from Allison over at Within a Quarter Inch, and she talked. Yeah, and she was talking about the Christmas quilt. She was like, applique, houses, you know, those are my things. I'm like, yeah, I love houses too. I love houses. In fact, I am thinking about a project. I didn't know that Will got this invitation to the football game a little bit last minute, I guess on Thursday. No problem, but I thought it was going to be me and Will today. And well, what are we going to do? And I thought, well, we can work on a little village, like a paper village, using cardstock and making houses and decorating them. Because he would be into stuff like that. He's pretty artsy, craftsy. He's very excited. His next arts elective, they do trimesters through fifth and sixth grade at his school. Every trimester, you take a different arts elective. You're just assigned. And then that way you try everything. He tried dance, and he just finished up chorus. We went to the choral recital on Thursday night, which was nice. And his next one is art. And the art teacher from the lower school moved up to the middle school, and she's great, Miss Saverin. We love her. And so he's quite psyched. He's been in the art club this year as well. That's been his club. So anyway, I loved the idea, and I actually ordered off of eBay this back issue of Cloth, Paper, Scissors that had they had a contest. They printed in a previous issue. This one was December 2010. A template for houses, and they said, you know, decorate these houses and, you know, send us the pictures, and the December 2010, they have the pictures of like 80 different houses, and they're very cool. It's very inspiring. So I love houses. I love villages. My mom, by the way, speaking of getting back to the whole applique thing and working on that, my mom gave me loaned me her applique scissors. I had gone to Joann's to buy some, and they didn't have them. So my mom had some that she's not using, and so she loaned them to me. So I am ready to go, but still a little apprehensive about cutting things, but I'd like to get that started. But I believe I mentioned the Irish chain, yeah. And I have so little to do. Oh, Halloween quilt, bringing it all back home, babies, bringing it all back home. Halloween quilt, been looking at it, pondering, but ready to take it down. Halloween is over, but now I'm used to having a quilt in that space. I was like, well, all you got to do is finish your Irish chain, and that will look very nice there until you finish the Thanksgiving quilt, and then I'm moving the Irish chain quilt upstairs to my bedroom to be a wall hanging. But I really have so little left to quilt on it. But you know what's, I think at this point, it's stopping me is I need to make some practice quilt sandwiches just to warm up and, you know, get back into that particular quilting groove. We'll see what happens. Anyway, other thing, bought the Angela Walters Negative Space Quilting Craftsy class. Now that makes it probably about the fourth craftsy class that I have. And let's see if I even get anywhere on that. I hope so. And I think I heard from Noni, and she sent me pictures of some quilts that she quilted after taking that class. And it was very cool. And yeah, so I'm excited about that. And what was that? Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to tell you that new class that I probably won't. Well, no, I hope I will. I hope I will. I need to take these classes. So that's where I am. I'm going to get back to cleaning because I just want a really lovely space to work in this afternoon, and I need to take a shower, and await the arrival of Jackson's family to get Will, and then I'm off. And I don't know when I'm going to post this. You know, this episode. I guess. Probably, maybe I'll record a little bit tomorrow night. Maybe I'll try to get it posted Monday. And I'll have pictures of modern maple blocks, and who knows, whatever I accomplish tomorrow in my class. So anyway, that's the update. Oh, I did. I just want to say, Allison, over at Within a Quarter Inch, if you're listening to this, I do want some credit or perhaps extra credit because I did finish. I listened to your entire Houston episode, all 2 hours of it. It was delightful. I enjoyed every minute. And I listened to every minute, so I think I should get like a sticker or a button or something, celebrating the fact that I did. It was really fun. So if you looked at that episode of Within a Quarter Inch and said, that's more time than I have to give a podcast episode. No, give your time to it. You'll enjoy it. And actually what I'm going to do later today is I'm going to listen to Tanisha's podcast episode over at Crafty Garden Mom because I know she... has also posted about her Houston experience. And by the time I'm done, I'll feel like I was at Houston. Yay! Okay, it's possible I will actually talk more later today because I may have more things to say about the muddled modern maple or the quilt that shall not be named. Who knows? I'll get back to you. Quilt Diary Day 3. It is Monday, the 18th of November. Not February, and I'm very excited because I have learned to paper piece. Yes, I cannot believe it. Can you believe it? You can't believe it either. Jay tried to teach me. She is a great teacher, and yet I could not get it, and I think I just needed someone standing right beside me and saying, do it this way, not that way. The class was at Thimble Pleasures yesterday afternoon from 2 to 5. There were just 4 people in the class, and one woman who was interesting, apparently... already knew how to paper piece. Actually, 2 of the women had paper piecing experience, but one woman had not paper pieced in several years, and she wanted a refresher course. She couldn't quite remember how to do it. But this other woman, she had taken this course before, and she talked a lot about it with a different instructor, and I'm not sure why she was there. She just, the pattern was a circle of geese, and I completed 1.5 blocks, and I think one woman completed 1. The woman Jenny, who was sitting across from me, was doing it a different way. Instead of doing 1 block at a time, she was doing 2 colors on 12 blocks at a time. You know, she was doing it. So it's a long story, but anyway, so she didn't complete 1 block, but she completed about a third of 12 blocks. Anyway, so given that there were just 4 people and 2 people pretty much knew what they were doing, it was great because the instructor, Nicole, who I really liked a lot, was able just to help the other 2 of us who had little or no experience. I think having gone over it with Jay, it was a good way, you know, it was good. And so when Nicole sat down and showed us, you know, at her machines, like, here's how you do it. I was like, yeah, I remember that. And the thing that I feel like I wasn't getting before was the whole, there were a couple of things. And one was with where you place the fabric and that it mirrors. I can't, you know me, I can't describe things, but I wasn't getting the placement of the fabric and how to do that. And now I get that. And I was very happy. I did make mistakes. But by the end of the class was kind of, you know, buzzing right along and paper piecing, and it looks really, really cool. And it's fun. I enjoyed it. And having those beautiful points is really nice. So, you know, hello Mariner's Compass or New York Beauty or whatever. I'm up for it. So that's exciting to me. Because I really, at the beginning of the class, when Nicole sat down and said, all right, I'm going to walk you through this. And I was watching her and I'm like, I really almost felt tearful. Like, I'm not going to be able to get this. I'm not, you know, but I did, and of course it was really helpful to have her right there. And she had a light box, by the by, and I think I may invest in a light box. I'm going to look online. I know you can make your own. I know a lot of people who do like a lot of photography for their blogs have light boxes and are often homemade. But I'm going to see what I can find online, and because I think that would be really, really useful to have a light box. So fun class. I It was funny because going into it, I was sort of like, I don't really feel like doing this. It was a beautiful Sunday afternoon. But you know, I thought, well, you know, and I did those classes with Mom at the Quilt Festival in Cincinnati. They were really fun. I enjoyed them so much. And I thought, this will be fun too. And it was. Yeah, I like to sew. I like to make quilts. So that is just my big, big, exciting news. And, you know, I think I will go ahead and end up because here I have a few other things to say, but I think I'm going to try to get this posted today, and then I don't know when my next episode will be posted. Next, you know, this coming Thursday could be. This could be a big twofer week, or it might be in the weekend, but I plan on doing a lot of quilting. I made a lot of progress on my modern maple leaves. The overall look of the quilt, again, I'll take a picture. It's a little bit funky because I think in the traditional modern maple leaf, that's fun to say, the traditional modern maple leaf, the background fabric is uniform, tending toward white. And this is not true with my modern maple blocks because I am trying to use up this fabric that I cut for the quilt. That shall not be named. So I'm going to finish here and swing back around, do an introduction. And yeah, so have a good week. I'll be back soonish rather than laterish. And right now I'm just going to be the poster child for trying things you think you can't do and finding out that you can with a little practice, a little effort. Oh, I'm very pleased. All right, have a great week. Do your quilty work. Stay tuned. Bye.